Now, what is faith? Do you have faith? How do you know? Someone will say, I have faith that my son will recover, or I have faith that I will get the money for school fees. That's not really faith. That's just you're hoping it'll turn out well. Or I hear people praying and saying, I know that God will give us peace at the referendum. Well, how do you know that, I wonder? I've read my Bible a few times and I don't read that we can know God will give us peace at referendums. We can certainly pray for it and we can certainly hope that God will give us that mercy. But what actually is the faith that you need to have to enter heaven? What is the faith that is the true gospel faith that means you can say, I know I'm saved? And the answer to that question is quite simple, and we can learn it from blind Bartimaeus in this chapter, Mark 10:46-52. They're traveling on the road to Jerusalem. Jesus is going to the cross. He's going to his death. And there's many disciples with him, not just the 12, many others also. And on the way, they pass through a town. That town was called Jericho. In Jericho, Palikua Kipofu, and by Aliitua Bartimaeus, Wanaya Bartimaeus. And what misery he must have had, never to see the light of the sun, never to see the faces of his friends, never to see the smiles of children laughing and playing, never to see what's happening around him. But one day, there was a great noise, because there were many travelling with Jesus, and Bartimaeus wanted to know what that noise was. What was the excitement? Who was coming? Well, it was Jesus. And as we see what happened, we'll learn the truth about faith. Kitu chakwanza mihi. That faith sees the truth about Jesus. If you have true faith, you'll see the reality about who Jesus is. Now, wafarisayo walisema kwamba Yesu, well, they said he's a liar. He's an imposter. He's a cheat. In his own town, his town of Nazareth, they said he was a man who deserved no honour. He was not a man they would recognise in that place. Others said that it was John the Baptist or one of the prophets who had returned from the dead. And many saw him as a great man in Israel. Lakini Bartimaeus alisema nini utoweza kuona mistari auru baini nasaba. He said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He called him the Son of David. And that means, very simply, he was the Christ. He's the promised Messiah. He is the King who God was going to send into the world. Now, je, unajua mfalme huyu, David. He was the greatest King of Israel. He defeated the enemies of Israel. He conquered them so that now there was peace. There was peace and there was prosperity for the people of God. And his reign was long and his reign was glorious. God said that the Messiah would be a son of David. And that means firstly that he would be from David's line, from his family. But also it means he would be a king just like David. The Messiah would be somebody who would defeat the enemies of God. Satan and all the evil spirits, all the forces of evil would be defeated by Jesus, by the Messiah, so that there would be peace between man and God, and so that the tribes of the world would live at peace with one another, and there would be spiritual prosperity, spiritual blessing for God's people. That's what the Messiah would bring to us. Now here's Jesus of Nazareth, and who is he? He's this carpenter who's taken up preaching. He's the son of a poor man, so they thought, Joseph. Of course he wasn't really, but he was the son of a poor woman, Mary. He comes from not an important place. Few people knew where he was born, but they knew he'd grown up in Nazareth, become a preacher, and he was rejected by the rulers and leaders, but many of them, the ordinary people, followed him. But who is Jesus? And Bartimaeus gives us the answer, and he says, this man is the king. He is the son of David. He is the Christ. Bartimaeus was a blind man, and he had no eyes to see this world. But in the spiritual world, he saw clearly. In the spiritual world, the light was shining strong and bright. He had true faith, and he saw the truth about Jesus. He believed in the Savior. How about you? You see, there were many who were with this crowd coming up to Jerusalem. It was the time of the Passover festival, and many would be traveling that way. And many were coming with Jesus, and they honored him. But when Bartimaeus shouted these things, what did they do? Verse 48. They rebuked him. They told him to be quiet. Yes, they were giving Jesus some honor, but they were not particularly moved, or the things Bartimaeus was saying they didn't think were particularly important, that they should trouble Jesus with what he was shouting out. You know, let this preacher have peace as he travels along the road. And there are many who are in the crowd as we come to worship God. There are many who are, you know, part of the company along the road as we have church. But have you actually seen the truth about Jesus, the Son of God, the one promised to come into the world to die for sinners? It doesn't matter if you're blind in both of these eyes. But have you spiritually seen the truth about Jesus of Nazareth? What will you say if we ask you, Yesu ni nani? Kitu chapili. Faith cries out to Jesus. Faith then, it not only knows the truth, but it cries out to Jesus. What's the thing that you actually need from Jesus? What really do you need from Jesus? Bartimaeus tells us, verse 47, have mercy on me. Verse 48, son of David, have mercy on me. That's what you need from Jesus. You need mercy, is you need grace. You need something you don't deserve. You need forgiveness. Because what do we deserve from God? We've lived in his world, and we haven't lived his way. You don't think that God owes you something, because God has given you everything. This world is his, and here you're a guest for a short time. And we surely know how to live as guests in other people's houses. And we know what we shouldn't do. And we know if they have house rules. And if we just ignore the house rules, we won't be welcome guests for long. And yet you've lived in God's world so many years. And which one of his rules have you not broken? We deserve from God anger and wrath and punishment. We've lived in his world our way. And what we need then is mercy. You see, he can give us justice. But if we see who Jesus is, a merciful Saviour, then we can cry out to mercy. And faith does cry out to Jesus for mercy. Bartimaeus, he may not have been a great scholar. He may not have been at university. But he'd heard the news. As he sat on the road, perhaps he heard a lot of news as people came by. He'd heard that Jesus had mercy. And if you know that, then surely You must cry out to him. Can you just sit quietly all your life, knowing that Jesus has mercy and not crying out to him? Do you really know that if you don't receive his mercy, you'll receive God's justice? Do you really know that either Jesus takes away your sin, or those sins carry you down into the pit, into the fire? And if you know that, how can you not cry out to him? If you have true faith, you will cry out to Jesus for this mercy. See, Bartimaeus, he's a blind man, Nikipotu. Hawedi Kuona. Hawedi Kuona Ungia. Kuenda Mpaka Yesu. Lakini Aliweza to cry out. That he could do, and so he did. Maybe you feel you're very helpless. You can't really see the way to Jesus very clearly. You read this book and you say, what does this mean? It's like I'm in darkness. You're hearing the preaching often and you're thinking, what does this mean? Where is the way I should be going when I hear these things? You're like blind Bartimaeus. But there is a thing you can do. Panakitu kimoja ambacho utaweza kufanya. You can cry out. What happened when Bartimaeus cried out? Well, eventually, at last, he was called. And then he was brought to Jesus. Interesting, isn't it? Jesus did not immediately go to him. Jesus knows all things. But he allowed him first to cry for a time until he called him. And so his faith was proved and tested, seemed to be real. But then the way was opened up for him to come to Jesus. Perhaps you can't see the way, but from where you are, you can cry out to Jesus for mercy. And if you do that, the way will open up. Use what you've got. That's a spiritual law, if you like. So in this world, we have our physical laws. If I throw my Bible up in the air, it will come back down again. If I run out in front of a matatu, it will hurt. There are physical laws. We can't get rid of them. Spiritual law. Use what you've got, and you'll find that you then have more. If you're serving Jesus, serve him where you can, and then more ways will open up for you. Well, thirdly, faith refuses to be stopped. Faith refuses to hear no as an answer. And this is the greatest of all lessons which Bartimaeus is remembered for. If anyone's heard of Bartimaeus, this is what they know about him. He was a bold man. Because who really was he? In the nation, he was nobody. He had no eyes, and because of that, it seems, he had no work. He had no one who cared for him. He just sat down by the side of the road, and those who had pity on him would give him something so he could eat that day. He's a nobody. And yet, believing Jesus to be the king, he dared to cry out to him. Amazing that, isn't it? The president came down one of the streets in Eldoretta a couple of weeks ago, and actually I was in one of the shops, and I came out and the road was closed, and there's people, and then we see the motorbikes. Imagine, would you dare to run out into the road and say, oh, president, help me? Well, you see those men with guns who are, and it's their job to stop you doing anything of that kind. And that's why the motorbikes are there, to clear the way, so that you won't get the chance. But Bartimaeus, he did that. But then discouragement came. Verse 48. Many rebuked him. They told him to be quiet. Not just one or two. Many. And you know when the whole crowd is looking at you, and the whole crowd is shouting at you and telling you to stop. You have to be strong to continue, don't you? especially if you're a nobody like Bartimaeus. But, verse 48, he shouted all the more. Because he really believed that if Jesus didn't give him mercy, there was nowhere else he could go. And so he had to, whatever they said, whatever discouragements, whatever pressure. He wasn't going to fail because of lack of trying. And it's a terrible thing that in salvation, many fall short because of lack of trying. They show a little interest in Jesus for a time. They hear a few things about him. They make some efforts to seek him. But then a problem comes up. Maybe your wife will make fun of you, or maybe your wife will pressure you and saying, shouldn't you be out earning some bread? Shouldn't you be putting some bread on my table? What are you going to that place for, wasting time? Or maybe your husband will make fun of you and say, ah, that's just for the week. We don't need those things. Maybe at work. Maybe some other pressure in family or lack of money. And it causes you to give up before you receive salvation from Jesus. Well, that's not real faith. That's not the true faith. Bartimaeus shows us the way. He shouted all the more, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Did you notice what he did when he was called? When they said, come, he's calling you. A little detail in verse 50. Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped his feet and came to Jesus. Do you think a man like this has many spare cloaks? Do you think he's got a large wardrobe somewhere and there's another coat? And I don't think so. I think that was his only cloak. But his eyes were so fixed on Jesus that when he heard the word come, he couldn't remember anything else and he couldn't think of anything else and nothing else mattered. And even this one cloak, he threw it out of his way so he could get there a little bit quicker. Well, that's showing us what was in his heart, and that's showing us true faith. He would forget everything in order to get Jesus. And if you want salvation, that's got to be your attitude too. Kwasa babu Iesu alisema, and jia ni fupi. The way is narrow, and few find it. He said, the door is a narrow door. He said, wide is the way that leads to destruction. There are many who will go easily in that way. But the way of salvation is hard and difficult to find, and there's few who do. You've got to have the attitude of Bartimaeus. And if your arm or your legs gets in the way of getting you to Jesus, I don't see how that could be, it's just an illustration. But if your arm or leg stops you, cut it off, said Jesus, throw it away. When Bartimaeus came at last to Jesus, Jesus asked him, what do you want? Verse 51. And he didn't lose his courage, even now in the presence of Jesus. He didn't think, well, he seems a man just like me, and his voice is a human voice just like mine. And he's asking me what I want. Surely he already knows. Why does he need to ask me? Thoughts like this could have been in his head. But he didn't lose his confidence now. Rabbi, I want to see. He asked for the thing he desired. All things are possible with Jesus. You just need to make your way through to him. Now, do you remember that question, verse 51? What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked that question last week as well. It's there in verse 36. He asked James and John, what do you want me to do for you? And when they asked, Jesus said, no, that's not for you, the thing which you've just asked. They asked for glory for themselves now. They asked to receive the places of honor in the kingdom. Please don't think today that I'm teaching you that Jesus came in the world to make us healthy and rich and powerful and all of those things. Bartimaeus is showing us true faith so that we can gain eternal salvation. We've seen that when James and John asked for the kingdom for themselves, Jesus rebuked them and told them that in this life they would have to go the way of the cross. But with Bartimaeus, he illustrates to us that true faith which gets us into the kingdom and which then begins going the way of the cross. So please don't think that I'm one of those preachers who is telling you that you can get 10,000 shillings tomorrow if you need it to pay some fees or any of those things. But the rule of the kingdom is, in the things of the kingdom, according to your faith, so it will be given to you. According to the faith you have, you will receive. Now God is sovereign, and he will open doors and close doors. But the general rule of the kingdom is, you can make as much progress as you desire. And your church can accomplish as much for Jesus as it wants to, if it has the faith. So if you had the faith to say no to every unnecessary thing on God's day, you wouldn't lack anything that you need. You really wouldn't. I know some of you don't believe that because you find it such a struggle. But keep struggling and ask for more faith. According to your faith, so shall it be to you. And if you're crucified because of your faith, you'll be raised again from the dead on the last day. Jesus has shown us these things. Well, that's our third lesson then. So we've had three. Faith sees the truth about Jesus. Faith cries out to Jesus. And faith refuses to be stopped. And I've already begun on the fourth then. Faith is rewarded and faith follows. Go, verse 52, said Jesus. Your faith has healed you. Faith is what brings you to Jesus. And Jesus is the one who is willing and he is able. He has everything we need. I hear sometimes people speak about faith as if it was something great in itself. As if because you have faith in, I don't know, that you'll get better or that you'll get a job, but because your faith is so great, therefore you will receive. Now, it's not like that. Faith brings us to Jesus, and Jesus himself has the power. Some of you are very familiar with the fishing on Lake Victoria. And I don't know if they do that there, but in some places they have a chain by which they can pull themselves back into the shore. So they've gone out in the boat and they're in the middle. But when they get to the shore, there's a chain by which they can pull themselves back to the shore without any difficulty. Well, they don't pull the shore to the boat. They pull the boat to the shore. Okay. With faith, we don't bring God's mercy to ourselves. We bring ourselves to God's mercy. Okay. We bring ourselves to Jesus. And Jesus is the one with the power. So we're not believing in faith. We're believing in Jesus. His faith had to be tested. He was healed immediately, but he was healed immediately after a time and after a question. But then it was immediate. Once the time had come, then it was immediate. That teaches you something about faith. Keep trusting, keep believing, keep hoping. And when God's time arrives, it'll come immediately. When God desires something for you, there may be a delay, and there's a reason for the delay. But when that reason has been satisfied, there won't be 1 minute more delay. Once God's time has come, there's no more wait. So keep trusting. At last, we'll keep trusting until we arrive in the kingdom, arrive in heaven. I wonder what you would do if you were Bartimaeus and you've just received your sight, now you can see all the colours. Do you know what the first thing Jesus saw was? Of course it was Jesus, wasn't it? And the first thing he did was, immediately he followed Jesus along the road. Would you have gone to find some job? Would you have gone to find your friends to celebrate with them? If you have true faith, well, faith is rewarded and faith follows. He had to follow Jesus because that was the faith he had. If you have true faith, you will follow Jesus. You can't begin focusing on Jesus, breaking through every obstacle till you arrive there, and then when you arrive, you say, "Oh, that was good. Let me go the other way now." Now, once you've seen clearly the salvation that is in Jesus, if you have true faith, you will follow. And there's no use pretending. If I have an apple tree in my garden, then you'll know it because eventually there'll be the apples. And if I tell you that this is a mango tree and you watch it, and every week for a year you watch it and you never see anything like a mango, you'll say, "It's not a mango tree." If you have true faith in your heart, then we'll see the fruit. Because we have to. The tree is known by its fruits. If you just think it's nice to be amongst the people of God and nice to be here on a Sunday and a pleasant kind of time, or do you have the true faith in your heart, which means that immediately you'll get up and follow Jesus along the road, whichever road it is in your life? Do you have faith, really? Have you seen the truth about Jesus? Will you cry out to Jesus? And will you keep crying out until you know you've made your way to him, until you know that he has forgiven your sins? Have you received that from him? Are you following him? Well, please, get faith more than anything else. Whatever else you have in this life, you'll leave it behind. But if you get faith in Jesus, Jesus will be yours today, tomorrow, forever and ever. Amen.